So the question is artificial turf a do-it-yourself project or not? That's going to be a hard one.
That's a hard one.
Your biggest, the prep work on the ground is going to be really hard without any kind of equipment. The drainage is a huge factor. So you've got to excavate out for, the sand that they put underneath it. And then what are you going to do with that dirt? And then you also need to make sure that you're not creating a spot for the water to fill up when it rains. So you've got that gets excavated. You've got to be able to drain it out somewhere else. So it takes additional excavation to make sure you're sloping it away from the house or to the alley or, I'm not that familiar with the development of Copper Basin, but just I don't think they're back-to-back block walls.
I don't know.
I think you'll be able to just go out into the desert.
That synthetic turf, is the very top finish layer of about four layers of things you need to do.
And most
before you put it down.
And most of the installers will still put in a sprinkler system underneath it, just like you would water a regular lawn. They will still put that in to clean it as a way to turn it on and rinse it off. Now, you don't have to do that, but it does make it quite convenient to rinse it off. Or at hotter times, let's say you want to go out in the afternoon or late evening, but instead of waiting for it to cool off, let's say 2 or 3 hours, you can hit it with that irrigation system and it'll be cooled off in 3 or 4 minutes.
Do-it-yourself synthetic turf, Mr. Johnson, that is a serious do-it-yourself commitment. By the equipment that's required, depending on the grading you currently have, the amount of products you can get your hands on. But quite frankly, the jobs that are done well, that look the best and hold up the best, come from certain manufacturers that don't sell to do-it-yourselfers. They only sell their product to certified installers. So it's going to be hard to get a really good product.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff you can get at a hardware store looks just kind of like the old indoor-outdoor grass that you would glue to a patio floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've gotten better, but the good grass that's so good that you can't tell it's fake.
All right. I think that answers Mr. Johnson's questions about our feelings about synthetic turf. Number one asked question of the week this week.
On installing.
Yeah.
Should you or should you not? I think there's a lot of places synthetic grass is the answer. Absolutely.
Yes. And he started the question by saying, I want something. Yeah, I think he said it was less care or less expense than dirt. All I got is dirt right now. There's nothing cheaper or less maintenance than dirt.
Right.
Yeah, you hit it twice a year with pre-emergent and you just let it be dirt. So anyway, our most asked question at Rosie on the House this week was, another do-it-yourself question. Can I seal my patio pavers myself? So when we're asked these questions, we go into our website and take a look at what is currently posted under that topic. And we found our most recent article on that topic was dated. And so we checked with our friend Nathan Angel from Bellegarde Pavers. And in fact, the product that we were recommending when that last article was written, we're no longer recommending. No one said it better than this. Nathan Angel said, look, outdoor ceiling products come to die in Phoenix. It can work. I don't care where else it works in the world. You bring it to Phoenix and put it on your pavers in Phoenix, and we'll know in about 6 months whether it's any good or not. And they have recently found one particular product they say is giving them longer duration seal than any other product, and it's up to a 3-year seal, Techniseal. So, yes, it's a product. It's something you can do yourself. You can go to our website, rosieonhouse.com, and find it.
And like,
go ahead.
And like every project, you know, the prep work is key. How dirty is that patio? You know, make sure we get it clean, proper time to dry. You know, every little blemish that's there will shine through if it's not removed.
And there's a secret tool to do that.